وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program For Humanity. We were looking at the concept of greed in the previous episodes and how it destroys mankind and makes them kill one another, take the rights of one another, oppress one another, create mischief and havoc on earth, and all these bad results that comes out of greed. And we said, how do we, me and you, how do we protect ourselves not to fall victims to greed? And we said there are a number of things. One is to think and contemplate correctly, think about death. And today we want to talk about something else as well. There are two types of people. The people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honors, and there are people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala humiliates and, you know, looks down to. Which one I and you want to be is a choice that I and you have to make. No one can make it for us. Not even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it for you. Because if He does, then what's the point of you being here? Allah has given us free choice to be either among those who He honors or those whom He humiliates. The choice is mine and yours. Stingy people are the bunch of people that are humiliated in the sight of Allah and in the sight of people in this world and will be punished in the hereafter. The believers, the generous, giving believers, those are the ones that are honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in the Quran, إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ, except for those who pray. الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ دَعْمُونَ, those who are constantly praying. وَالَّذِينَ فِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ مَعْلُومٌ, those whom out of their salary, out of their money, out of their wealth, they have a portion dedicated to whom? لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ, to those who asks of them and to those who don't have. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those people, those mu'mineen, they are honored and glorified. And He says, وَالَّذِينَ يُصَدِّقُونَ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ, those who believe in the hereafter, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ رَبِّهِمْ مُشْفِقُونَ, when it comes to the punishment of the Lord, they are very afraid. When Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, they asked him, what does it mean that they have in their money حَقٌّ مَعْلُومٌ, that there's an unknown portion of their money that needs to be given? And he said, هو الشيء يعمله الرجل في ماله في اليوم أو في الجمعة أو في الشهر قل أو كثر غير أنه يدوم عليه. He said, a person out of his wealth, whether it is on a weekly basis or a daily basis, weekly basis or a monthly basis, that he gives to those who are in need, those who are poor, and he continues on it. So in order for me to make this ayah fits me, I have to pray constantly and give to others constantly. Giving is against greed. Giving is against stinginess. Giving is a trait that Allah loves. Greed is a trait that Allah hates. We have to be among those who we give. If we give to those who are in need, if we give to those who ask of us, then surely we'll make the world a better place. If we become greedy and take from people, we will make this world a worse place. And this is what we see here today that we see so much greed happening in certain countries and certain systems and certain people, that one person has billions of dollars. He has money enough to feed entire continent 3, 4, 5, 6 times over. But yet, he said, it's mine. Now, if he and those rich give to those poor, then this world will be a utopia. But greed does not allow them. Those people are the worst of a humankind. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are talking about greed and greedy people. And the opposite, we have generous people, people that give. Those who are honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have a lofty position in this world and in the hereafter. When people and individuals or systems give, they become the envy of others. They become something that other peoples look up to, or a system that other systems look up to. Why? Because they're helping humanity. They're giving a hand to humanity. Have you seen when sometimes a country goes through a natural disaster, whether it is an earthquake or a flood or a volcano or, you know, a devastating storm or a tornado? Some other countries come to their aid. The country that gives the most, obviously, is a country that people will praise. Why? Because they were generous enough to help. The countries that give less or don't give at all, these are the ones that no one would care about and people would speak, you know, badly about. Same thing with human beings in general. When we see our fellow human beings in need, when we come to their help, to their aid, people will speak highly of us. I mean, not that we should seek this kind of talk. I just want people to think highly of me. But no, generally speaking, people will thank those who give. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment also will take care of those who give. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them, you know, whatever He has in His treasury, in His heaven, to them. Because they were God-given people. So if we look at the prophets and the imams, and the righteous people, they were the most generous. Even when it comes to them giving everything that they have. And they did. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He keeps that. He keeps that documented. Look at the Quran. Look at chapter Al-Insan, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Amir al-Mu'mineen, Fatima al-Zahra, al-Hasan al-Husayn, being hungry for 3 days. Every time they want to break the fast, a person would come, whether it's the orphan, the prisoner, and the beggar. 3 days they come. And every time they want to break their fast, the Ahlul Bayt, someone knocks and they give the only thing that they have to eat. The only bread that they have to eat, the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, Ashabul Kisa, they would give it to these people who are in need. And they will starve themselves for another day. 3 days they starved. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed an entire chapter dedicated to the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. A chapter that was read over 1,000 years and will be read until the Day of Judgment. It will remain eternal because it is the Word of God. That action of giving made these people eternal, made history speak about them. And even me and you, sometimes when we read history, we look at and we read the stories of those who were generous, even those who weren't even Muslims. But because they were generous, history kept their name. Like Hatim al-Ta'i, for example, he was known for his generosity, even before Islam. And until today, people speak of him. So giving makes this world a better place. Greed destroys this place, destroys this earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me and you to be people of generosity. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.